We have all heard the phrase climb the ladder of success, right? Well, there's an event coming up on April 14th here in New Jersey that invites you to climb the stairs, in this case for better lung health, American Lung Association's annual Fight for Air Climb. It's a fun and very easy way to help those with lung disease and raise awareness about the importance of strong lung health. Here are the details about this event, and more importantly, how you can become a part of it, is the development manager with the American Lung Association, Gabby Rimaldi. How are you today, Gabby?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me today.
A couple of websites for you, and we do have them, of course, on our homepage, fightforairclimb.org, and in this case, /New Jersey, as well as to get more information about the program services of the American Lung Association, that is lung.org. So just as a starting point, Gabby, give us the basics. Where is this event going to be? When is it going to be?
Absolutely. So the Fight for Air Climb New Jersey is taking place on Sunday, April 14th at the Red Bull Arena. So this is in Harrison, New Jersey, where the New York Red Bulls play and the Gotham FC women's soccer team as well. So very cool stadium.
And this will be at what time and how? About how long does a stair climb this take? I'm trying to think of the person listening right now, and you know we always like to say, "Well, I can't do that." Let's really put a focus on. Well, yeah, guess what? You can do this because, as I said in the introduction, can't be any more of an easy way. Especially if you know you always heard about these charity runs or power walks, and well, I can't run 26 miles to get out of here. This is something just about anyone and everyone can do.
Yep, absolutely. So this is for every type of climber, from beginners to competitors. So the stadium where we're climbing is 780 steps, and so it typically really only takes people about 10 to 15 minutes. People can go at their own pace. They can be competitive and run. They can walk and really just take their time and enjoy it, enjoy the views while you're inside the stadium. It's very cool to be in there. You know, typically we start around 9 a.m. So what we'll do is we first have a very large firefighter involvement in this event, as firefighters have a lot of exposure to air pollution through their line of work. And so we'll have firefighters climbing in their gear first at 9 a.m., and then it'll go in waves after that. So the event's really from, you know, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., a great event to do on a Sunday and go on with your day.
And there are awards for different ages and age groups and things like that. And certainly the firefighters, when they're, you know, when they can't go up outside of a building on the ladder, they are also climbing stairs. So there's a lot of symbolism in that aspect. And of course, this is all to raise money for the work for the American Lung Association. How does the fundraising get incorporated into all this?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone that climbs, there is a $35 registration fee. And so, you know, that covers the typical event costs of our timing company and to put on an event. But each climber will fundraise $100 to climb on day of. So everybody will get a T-shirt to commemorate the event as well. So you're not walking out empty-handed. And in regards to awards, the top three from each award category and overall fastest climbers will win an award medal as well. So we kind of have it broken into overall climbers and then those that are in different age groups and then in the firefighter climb.
As far as the fundraising side of the situation is concerned, too, your organization cannot make this any easier because, well, just as a starting point, you have the Fight for Air Climb app.
Yes, so we have a very simple app that people can log into and share right to their social media channels. And our staff is here every step of the way to help you fundraise. Some people like to just donate the $100 minimum themselves, but it's really great that you can customize your own fundraising page, especially if you have a reason why you're climbing for the American Lung Association. And we'll help you with graphics and email templates and anything you might need to just make this as easy as possible.
It's also one of the good ways to put Facebook to use as opposed to the ways most of us do, which aren't always that good. But the Facebook has their function, the Facebook fundraiser, which basically enables you to connect with your Facebook friends and let them know, hey, I'm doing this. I'd love to have your support for me doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a function where once you're registered for our event, you can log right into your website on your computer, and you can connect or even your phone and connect directly to your Facebook fundraiser so that the funds come right back to your fundraising page through the American Lung Association. So you'll get updates live. There's nothing complicated to move money or show that you've done that. So we make it as simple as possible for you.
So Gabby Rimaldi, Development Direct Manager with the American Lung Association, about the April 14th Fight for Air Climb taking place in New Jersey. Find out more at fightforairclimb.org/New Jersey. And learn more about the American Lung Association. Their website is lung.org. And you are listening to Issues and Idea. And again, this is the 12th annual Fight for Air Climb. It will be at the Red Bull Arena on April 14th. And you can find out more at those websites I just gave you. Regarding the fundraising, again, Gabby, it's also a way for businesses to get involved. If they learn, or when their employee, which you should do, tell your employer, hey, I'm involved with this, I'd love to have the company support, because a lot of larger companies already have employer matching gift programs going on, and if they don't, I can't think of a better reason not to start one right now.
Yes, absolutely. We have lots of companies that get involved that are either local companies to the Harrison, Newark area or nationwide. And so it's really a great employee engagement opportunity to bring together your coworkers, do something together for a mission, fundraise together, have in-office fundraisers where you can have a bake sale, or some people do a pie-in-the-face contest, fun things to raise money. So it's a great image for a company to get involved in any type of nonprofit and to really bring together their employees. And we also have sponsorship opportunities as well if you want to have marketing benefits and really leverage your brand. And so we still have opportunities available that range from all different types of giving levels and different marketing opportunities as well. So if it's not something that happens this year, we can always accommodate next year as well for companies that want to get a little bit more involved.
That's why I wanted to have Gabby on, because, as I said, the event is on April 14th, but there are different ways to get involved that you don't. You really shouldn't be waiting the last minute anyway, although I know a lot of us tend to do that, but to get involved sooner versus later gives a more stable situation for events like this, for them to go forward and easily surpass what their goals are. Also, too, Gabby, how important is this to bring people's attention to all the work that the American Lung Association does? Because if you say the name of the organization, probably people's first and final thought is, oh, yeah, they help people stop smoking. But your work is a lot more than just that.
Yeah, our work is a much wider scope. So, you know, in addition to not only, you know, helping those that have been affected by smoke inhalation, but also the preventive care of that as well. But we also really are four main strategic areas. One, defeat lung cancer. We want to champion clean air for all. We want to improve the quality of life for those living with a lung disease and create a tobacco-free future. So this is so much outside just lung cancer and smoking. It's, you know, clean air and environmental friendly air options. It's asthma, which is one of the leading reasons why children miss school. It's COPD, even COVID-19 falls under our scope as well, the flu, anything that's affecting the lungs. And, you know, these diseases don't discriminate. They affect all types of people, all ages. And so our biggest mission is to, you know, continue being able to provide preventative and current resources for anybody that might be facing a lung disease or lung issue, and then really championing research as well so that we can help prevent these further in the future.
And not just programs that can come to you or you to them. There's even a lung helpline, which is 1-800-LUNG-USA. So if you're newly diagnosed with a lung disease, you want to quit smoking, have any lung health questions, 1-800-LUNG-USA is one of those outlets as well where you can get more information. And this really sounds, Gabby, like it builds a community of caring, so that a person dealing with a lung illness of one kind or another doesn't feel like they're left out there alone. They have a team with them.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. You can't do other things. And so lung health is just so important. And, yes, attending these type of events, such as our climb, we also have a walk. It's so important to really have a community and to not feel alone. And, you know, either whether you're living with a lung disease yourself or you've lost someone to a lung disease, it's really just bringing you together to have that support system. And it's so important. And, you know, any type of disease you're battling, but especially with lung health.
So once again, it's the 12th annual Fight for Air Climb. This will be at the Red Bull Arena, April 14th. That's at 600 Cape May Street in Harrison. You can find out about registration, information, sponsorship, the hows, the whys, everything you need to know at fightforairclimb.org/New Jersey. And learn more about the program services of the American Lung Association. Their website is lung.org. We have been talking with the development manager with the American Lung Association, Gabby Rimaldi. Gabby, thanks for cluing us in on this very important upcoming event, how we can be a part of it to help the work of the American Lung Association. And thanks for being here today.
Great. Thanks for having me. We hope to see everyone there.